Good morning. I think we had a good walkthrough. I think the guys are refocused on the new opponent, the Philadelphia Eagles. Good football team, leading the NFC East, so we'll have our hands full. But I think all of our players are looking forward to this challenge. The fact that we're playing at home is something we get excited about, you know, playing in front of our fans at Mall of America Field. It'll definitely energize us as a team, and being able to feed off the energy of our fans will help us tremendously. We probably won't have Adrian out there this afternoon. That sprained foot is going to hold him back from practice. We probably won't get him on the practice field until maybe Friday. Probably be true for Toby Gearhart as well. We probably won't get him on the field until Friday, you know, as well. And so we'll see how those guys progress. Brandon Fusco, as I mentioned, I think on Monday he's going to be day-to-day. So we'll see how he does. Xavier Rhodes will be the same way, you know, with that ankle. Pretty sore today, so we'll see how if he's any better tomorrow. Other than that, everybody else should be pretty good. Quarterback situation, we're going to go with Matt Castle. It's a starting quarterback. Christian will end up being the backup. You know, the follow-up always to that is, why Matt? Just feel like he did some good things in that ball game on Sunday, and going to give him an opportunity to get back-to-back starts, and look forward to him leading us to victory on Sunday. He's done a good job and earned that opportunity. So look forward to watching him play.
Does it continue to be a week-to-week situation with the quarterbacks?
Well, it's 1 week at a time for us. You know, it's focusing on the Eagles this week, and we'll do the same thing as a team at every position, you know, taking a look, you know, from week to week what we need to do to try to get a win.
Did anything change in your mind? I remember a couple weeks ago you had said that you weren't considering Matt as a starting position, but has anything changed your mind? Was it the composure he showed in the bad weather Sunday, or what's, you know, some more of the reasons?
Yeah, he did a good job in the ball game on Sunday. He's done a good job when he stepped in and, you know, in a backup role and had to finish games. And I just decided that, given this opportunity, to see if he can continue to build on some of the play that he had in the ball game on Sunday.
With Adrian and Toby?
A little more optimistic with Toby than I am with Adrian, but we'll see. I mean, he's a fast healer, as we all know. I mean, he can do things that most can't when it comes to coming back from injuries. He believes he's going to be ready to go. We were walking up the stairs a few minutes ago, and I said, hey, what do you think? He said, I'll be ready, Coach. Don't worry about me. That's Adrian, you know. So we'll see. But we'll give it a few days and see where we are at the end of the week.
So he's out of the boot. What, Adrian? He's out of the boot. What else is he? What can he do right now?
Well, he can carry weight. We just haven't had him to do any jogging or running. We're going to have him in the pool today, and we'll do the same thing tomorrow and then Friday. You know, let him get out and test it out and see how he feels. So we'll take it slow these first couple of days and then ramp it up a little bit on Friday.
If he practices Friday, it's your decision whether to play him or not.
Yeah, you'd want to see him, you know, move around, cut a little bit, you know, see him do some things other than just do some things on the side.
Just holding him out just to let that foot heal.
If it seems to be a problem, for sure. You know, we'll err on the side of caution with him, for sure. So we'll see how he does.
Is that one of those things where you would be concerned about further damage, or is it just mainly if he can, you know, him being actually cut and do those sort of things that matter?
Yeah, having and talking with our trainers and doctors, you know, they haven't talked to me about him further injuring it. It's more about pain tolerance and can he do some of the things he needs to do to be able to protect himself at the running back position. That's probably the bigger question.
Harrison this week?
He's going to be up and practicing, so we'll see how he does throughout this week. He did a good job in these 2 weeks in preparation for this week, so everything goes well. We'll get him some action in the ball game on Sunday.
Any signs of the injury, or is he completely back?
He seems to be back, Mark. Now, we'll ramp it up as far as some of the things we're going to give him today because the intensity level will be a little bit different than what he did, say, last week when he was doing more stuff on the scout team. So, you know, we'll see how he responds over these next few days.
Kind of, he seems to be playing well. Does he slide over and start?
We're going to probably keep the rotation with Jamarca and Andrew to begin the game, and then based on how Harrison does this week, we'll make a determination about how much he plays.
Did you move with him the fact that he can't activate until Friday?
When you say procedural.
He couldn't practice until Friday.
Correct. Yeah, but we Yeah, we won't be able to activate him until post-Friday or Friday, yeah.
In terms of Adrian, does it make much of a difference that you guys have been mathematically eliminated from the playoffs in terms of whether he might play Sunday? Some people might say, you know, why would you risk it?
Sure. It'll all be based on, you know, can he perform up to the level that that he needs to, that we would need him to. That's what it'll be based on. I think he's a very good back. I mean, he's leading our league in rushing right now. And, boy, I see so many players in position to tackle him who don't get him on the ground. He is very quick, very elusive, can catch the ball very well out of the backfield. He's a talented young man. You know, I can see why he's leading the league right now.
Find a way somehow in this sort of hybrid offense of theirs, isolating their tight ends and getting a matchup advantage where they go over the top. Right. How do you guard against that?
They got some good tight ends. Selleck is, you know, one of the better tight ends in our league, and we'll have to find a way to slow him down along with, you know, countering what they're doing with the running back. The quarterback is playing very well. But you need to have an eye on those tight ends and know where they are at all times because they find a way to integrate them in their offense. But they do a very good job of running the ball. I mean, the tight ends do a good job, but their run offense, I mean, they're averaging 160 yards, almost 160 yards rushing, leading the league in rushing. So tight ends are doing a good job, but you better find a way to defend their run game.
As fast as they move on offense, is this kind of going to be a tough week for Harrison to get back up to game speed, just getting used to that pace?
It'll be a challenge, Ben. We talked about that when we were trying to figure out, you know, what his role would be in this ball game. The tempo of this offense, it would be challenging for a guy who hasn't played and as for as long as he hasn't played. So, you know, we'll see how it goes, but we definitely want to get him in there, just no matter how much can he take.
The Eagles did in the snow last week. You're happy to have them in a dome, or is it,
yeah,
is it getting more of an advantage?
I wonder. I mean, they put up some numbers on snow. I mean, for a back to be able to run like that against, I think Detroit has a pretty good front. It's pretty impressive. So now you get them on a fast track. You wonder, you know, how, is that a good thing or a bad thing? But we'll have to find a way to slow them down.
Bowles kind of coming out of nowhere, having a great season so far.
He's a very accurate passer. He understands the importance of protecting the ball, you know, not turning the ball over, avoids sacks, you know, knows how to get out of danger. He can scramble a little bit. Just seems to be a very smart quarterback who understands the game and situations and playing very, very well for a young guy, playing very well.
What are some of the biggest strides that Sharif Floyd has made in the last month and a half? He played pretty well the other day.
He seems to be playing more confident as time has gone on. He's showing up a little bit more in the stat sheet, making a few more plays. But the confidence is probably the one thing that I'm seeing. I'm sure that has something to do with the game slowing down a little bit for him now and understanding blocking schemes and how people are going to try to block him as well. But the confidence in what he's doing and his technique has made a difference.
Better as he's going along in film study and being able to pick up things in practice.
I think he's grown a lot in that area. He's maturing, you know, as a young player. And part of that is being around a Kevin Williams and a Jared and those guys and watching how they do things in practice. But his growth over the last, say, 2 or 3 weeks has been exponential. He's really, really come along. So just like to see him continue to grow game by game as we go down these final, you know, final three regular season games. But in the classroom, at practice, he's become a student of the game in a lot of ways. He has not passed the concussion test yet, so we're hoping maybe today to hear some good news, but as of yet, no.
Pass that before the end of the week. Just given his history with concussions, does that come into play, or is it just simply if he passes, he's ready to go?
It would depend on, Tim, what the doctors tell me. They haven't mentioned to me that if he passes, we have to be cautious. So if they clear him and they tell me he's cleared to play, then we play him. But if they told me because of his history we need to be careful, then that's a different story.
Is you slide Red out or Chase in there?
Yeah, it'll be those two. Red and Chase will be the guys that will be handling the tight end position. So.
One more question on Matt Castle. You've obviously evaluated him closely before you signed him. He's obviously had some moments in his career, but he's never been able to, you know, take hold and be that regular year after year starting quarterback type guy. What Why do you think he hasn't been able to take that next step overall in his career?
Probably a lot of factors that go into that. He had some good moments there in Kansas City, as you mentioned, and then you know, things didn't pan out. But it's a new day for him. It's a fresh start, and he'll have an opportunity on Sunday to go out and play well and build on this, as opposed to, you know, looking back at the past. But he's more than capable, so we'll see how he progresses. So. You know, we'll see how it goes. You know, Josh is working hard, preparing as best he can. You know, we talked at length yesterday about his situation and where we are. And, you know, he's been a pro throughout this entire experience. But we'll see what happens in this ball game and games to come. So.
Is there any feeling that it's kind of a wasted opportunity not seeing him in a game again? I mean, I know you're trying to win games, but not you're out of it. You know, you have this guy that you don't know a whole lot about.
Good question, Mark. But, you know, we made the decision that we're going to give Matt this opportunity and, you know, hopefully things will work out in that way. But Josh, he's working hard. He's doing everything he needs to do.
Frustration from Josh, given the situation?
You know, he's a guy who is accustomed to being the guy. So this is different for him. But he's handled it extremely well. And but it's a challenge for sure. I mean, he's, you know, always been the guy in his career in the NFL.
You had mentioned that the idea was maybe to get him starting reps, whatever. Has more changed with him or more changed with Ponder Castle situation to put him back and not give him that opportunity?
It's a little bit of all three. You know, Matt and Christian, they've done some things along the way. That have created a situation where we wanted to be able to see Christian play more. We wanted to be able to see, now want to be able to see Matt a little bit. We've watched some things with Josh at practice and meetings, and he's done a lot of good things. But where we are now, I want to be able to take a look at Matt and see how he does in back-to-back starts.
Time for two, Mark. The way that Matt's played, is there a chance that he could just hold on to that position the rest of the season, maybe even the season?
I guess potentially, Brian, but, it, you know, it's – so hard to say today. You know, we'd love to be able to have stability at the position. I mean, it's hard to really build your team if you don't have stability at that position. So this is a chance to take a look at Matt at length and then go from there.
How about Peterson? You're more confident about Gerhardt. Are you confident enough in Gerhardt that you're not going to have to go to your third string guy, Asiata, this weekend?
Can't say that I'm confident enough right now, Chris, because he's not going to practice today, Toby. He may not practice tomorrow. We may not have him until Friday to see where he actually is. But he's far enough along where we think we'll be able to get some work on Friday. So that gives me some optimism, but not enough to where we may not have to go to our third back on Sunday. So.
Coach, what are you drawing from considering the Cleveland, the Chicago, and obviously the Ravens game, the way they end? To keep coming back with the right things to say to these guys, the way you're letting games get away in the last second?
That can be challenging, Larry. But to our players' credit, I mean, they have continued to, you know, come in, prepare to win, practice as hard as they can. You know, credit to our leadership on our team. I was just talking with those guys before I came to the podium, and our leadership, they've done a good job of keeping that locker room secure and keeping guys on task about working as hard as they can, even though we haven't gotten the results from that hard work that we were hoping for. But coming up with the right words to say is not always easy, especially after a ball game like Sunday. That was a tough one. But we got some resilient guys who work extremely hard and are still fighting. So, all right, thank you, guys.